This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Politically, the state of New Mexico is really three states, a Republican South and East, a Democratic North, and a moderate middle, where most of the voters live. 4 years ago, George W. Bush won New Mexico by fewer than 6,000 votes. That was the closest margin of any state. NPR's Ted Robbins paid a visit to the closest county, right in that moderate middle.
Sandoval County, New Mexico, is about two-thirds the size of Connecticut. Much of it is high desert, Indian pueblos, stunning vistas. But two-thirds of the county's voters live in a fast-growing suburban area on the south end of the county, Rio Rancho, just across the Rio Grande River from Albuquerque. This is where the Sandoval County vote, and maybe New Mexico's, will be decided. Obama volunteer Marg Elliston is walking door to door in a spread out neighborhood of modest older homes.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Marg. Are you Stephen Levine?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
She holds detailed sheets with voter names, barcodes, and boxes to check from Strong McCain through undecided to Strong Obama. She'll mark Stephen Levine and his wife as Strong Obama.
We like what he stands for. We actually think this is the first decent president since John F. Kennedy.
That's one of the strongest comments you're likely to hear. Not only is Rio Rancho a fairly moderate community, politics in New Mexico tend to be fairly low-key.
I didn't run into anyone.
So it's a bit surprising that on a Sunday afternoon, things are hopping at the Obama field office in Rio Rancho. The office is in a strip mall. Right now, it's crammed with at least a dozen new Obama volunteers listening to Steve Werner explain the voter canvassing sheets.
We have five people who we think live in this house, and so we need to identify each one potential voter in that house. So
this is one of two Obama offices with paid staff in Sandoval County. The campaign has 39 offices statewide, compared with 9 for the McCain campaign. One of the McCain offices is actually two doors down from the Obama office. But the McCain office is closed on Sunday. McCain supporter Jim Ganley stands outside watching.
Makes me a little nervous, yeah. You know, I'm a Republican, and I, you know, it seems like he has more money, and there's just more enthusiasm when you talk to Obama supporters.
John Buttrick joins Ganley. Buttrick says he works for the New Mexico Republican Party. The two men are also going to walk neighborhoods today, not for McCain, for a candidate for the state legislature. Buttrick says office activity doesn't matter.
Just because we're not in the office, you know, that doesn't mean that we're not out working. So we're going about our business.
He may be right. Historically, it doesn't take much prodding to get New Mexico Republicans to vote. They are more likely to turn out than Democrats.
That's fine.
Tom Swistak is Rio Rancho's mayor. Like many New Mexicans, he sounds as laid back as he appears, dressed in jeans and a T-shirt for our meeting in a local coffee shop. Swistak is a Democrat in a town with a Republican registration edge.
If everybody came out that could vote, okay, I would have theoretically lost if everybody just voted party line.
Swistak says his success is evidence that voters here, Republican, Democratic, and Independent, are more likely to vote for the person than the party. He says whichever candidate works harder to make one-on-one contact with voters will win. Not easy in this geography.
It's not like New York or Detroit or California. You can just kind of walk next to each other there. This is spread out. You take the effort to come to see me, and some of these roads are dirt roads. That means something to me.
The latest poll shows Obama with a 5-point lead statewide. His ground organization could give him Sandoval County, and if that happens, look for it to mirror New Mexico as a whole. Ted Robbins, NPR News.